Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm with Todd Adkins.
Cantankerous Todd.
No, Todd has woken up just a little bit.
I have.
This is like our 50th podcast we recorded
of the
today
day.
Or something like that. We've been going strong, and we still have a lot more episodes to go. If you don't know what we're talking about in relation to Cantankerous Todd, just listen to episode 374.
It's very true. We had a large meal for lunch. We went out and grabbed lunch.
It wasn't large.
Yes, it's always large. No,
it's because you order fries.
No. Well, okay. So we go to this Lebanese.
It's amazing.
Place.
Mr. Fatouche.
Fatouche.
If you're ever in Nashville,
it's the Fatouche Cafe.
Yeah.
I don't think his name is Fatouche.
No, his last name. He is Mr. Fatouche.
No.
Yeah, I because we go there so often. Like, he knows my name. Right?
I know he knows, but
he's like, "Hey Daniel, how's it going?" And I'm like, "Oh, you know." Initially, I was like, "What's your name?"
I think we spend enough money there that he just doesn't. He's like, "Whatever you want to call me."
I asked him, "What's your name?"
Because we're there all the time.
I asked him, "What's your name?" After telling him my name was Daniel, and he said, "Oh, my name." He like pointed to the restaurant. He's like, "Mr. Fatouche." He called himself Mr. Fatouche, so I don't know his first
name. Maybe that's just because he's like has a past.
Okay, you know what's funny before we get into our question? And today's question is a great one because it's about a church split. And yeah.
Here's what I do, by the way.
Not that church splits are great. That's not what I'm saying.
I just go there and they fill this ginormous pita with the spiciest, amazing chicken and cheese and like feta.
Yeah.
And they just do layers of that. Yes. And it's like 2 pounds worth of chicken.
It's amazing.
And you like actually eat vegetables and stuff, so.
Well, I think it tastes better that way. Anyway, so what I was going to say is when I lived in Edmonton, we did renos on our house, and one of our contractors, one of the guys, was Miguel Morales. I was driving back from golfing, and on the radio, I heard the Mexican drug lord, Miguel Morales, has been apprehended. We've been on this chase, and we finally found him. And I was like, wait a second. Is that the Miguel Morales at my house and why he doesn't show up every day?
Right.
It wasn't. Oh. But I had a heart. I was like, oh my goodness, my wife and
child. He's laying tile in my bathroom right now.
Yes. We were his hideout. We were how he was washing his money.
That's right.
No, it wasn't him. Anyway, okay, to our question. Honestly, this is a really good question, so you'll enjoy it. And let's listen in.
Hey, guys. Thank you for all of the information that you've shared on these podcasts. It's really been valuable and helpful for me, especially with my situation. Last Easter, a large group of us left our church and started a new church in the middle of adversity. And I know Ed would say that that's not a church plant, that that's a church split. And I would agree with him. The problem is that we desperately wanted to continue worshiping, and we wanted to see the gospel shared in our community and throughout the world. And so we started a church. And we haven't done anything correct, I'm sure. No launch teams, no marketing, but we're still meeting 6 to 8 months later with 40 to 50 people. My question is, what can we do to keep doing better? What are we missing? What advice would you have for us as we move forward into the future? Thanks for all your help.
Martin, thanks for leaving that question. And I mean, this is Todd and I answering the question.
Right.
So we'll save you from all of Ed's meanness and his brashness that he'll probably bring to this question.
I'm trying to picture what Ed would say.
No.
But we're going to say something helpful instead.
No, we will. We will. Always. Always. Okay. So, Martin, thank you for your honesty with this and saying, you know, calling it like it is, because it is a church split. It is.
Right.
But I do appreciate how you shared your heart and how it's not, I'm going to get back at them or, oh, I couldn't do this. No, but you you shared your desire to share the gospel in your community. So you started 6 to 8 months in, no launch team, no marketing, you're 40 to 50 people. This is what I would say. If your heart is really for the community, and your heart is to share the gospel, you need to do as much as you can to get de-churched and unchurched people in your church.
As soon as possible.
Yes. So there's, for those of you who are not familiar with that, there are three categories. There's churched people who they've come from another church into your church. There's de-churched. So they used to go to church maybe as a kid or way back when, you know, more than 5 years ago.
But then there was a split.
Yeah. Or they left and they're finally, hopefully.
Too soon.
I see what you did there. Right. Yeah. So that's de-churched. And then the unchurched are people who've just never been to church. So for your context, and if you have not yet read Multiplication Today, Movements Tomorrow, I would highly recommend that. It's a free download on newchurches.com. And in fact, if you text the word new churches, that's one word, to the phone number 888-111, you'll get a link to download that and four other free ebooks on church planting and multiplication. So read that, because in that Multiplication Today, Movements Tomorrow book, you're going to learn the six practices to multiplication. And those are going to be key for you to implement those six practices, especially in this first year of your new church. So I would say that, right? Do that. Do as much as you can to really focus on getting de-churched and unchurched people into your community. And in order to do that, I would say, look at your 40 to 50 people and reorient yourself and your church toward being a launch team and saying, hey, you know what, guys? We're 40 to 50 people. We haven't spent any money on marketing. We haven't done any of this. We're actually going to we're actually going to close it down. We're not going to shut the church down, but we're going to reorient and say, hey, let's be a launch team. Do you want to sign up to be a part of this launch team? Because we are going to replant this church in a year or in 8 months, and we're going to move toward that.
Right. So I was thinking as he was asking the question, wow, this is about enough time for you to actually get that group healthy. So you've been through something terribly traumatic. You got to get them healthy. And once you say, okay, you know, our body is healthy, now you do need to cast that vision and you do need to make sure that you have an influx. Otherwise, you're not ever going to grow again. And this is going to end up being a holy huddle. If this goes on for another 6 months or a year, it will be near impossible.
That culture is going to be so set.
So I would say now is the time to, you know, kind of close the door, close the chapter, as Daniel had said, and really cast that vision and look at where are we going, you know, as a church. You cast that vision so strongly and so clearly about we are going to go after lost people aggressively, that anybody that is not bought into that is going to drop out. It's important that everybody buys in because of how small your congregation is right now. You're looking at like 10 families. Yeah. And so if you have two or three of those families that are not on board, or are working actually behind the scenes against your culture and where your culture is going, you're going to have major problems down the road. So now's your time to cast that vision and make sure everybody's on board. Hey, we don't have, you know, any time for pirates now or stowaways or anywhere where we're going. We only have room for crew. So
I like that. No stowaways, just the crew.
No stowaways and no pirates. Pirates are people that want to take your vision. They've got their own vision.
Yeah.
They're engaged, but they've got their own vision. Stowaways are people that aren't engaged and don't have your vision or anybody else's.
Crew
would be, it's a quadrant.
Is this the 9ESL?
Yeah.
Have you done the 9ESL already? Okay, we'll link to it in the show notes. Was too well thought through for it to not be a 9ESL.
Right. So are you saying, what are you saying, Daniel?
I'm saying you are very good at your quadrants.
Most of the time I build quadrants while we're on the podcast.
Well, yeah. Initially I was like, are you coming up with a quadrant real time?
Yeah.
Live on the New Churches podcast?
The analogy's too good. I was revealing my X and Y axis. But
yeah,
the point is that's what you want to do in order to move forward. And then I think you're in a healthy spot. Maybe it's, by the time this airs, it's going to be a couple of weeks from Easter. So I don't think it's Easter, but maybe it's the fall or maybe it's around the new year when you're really, after you've shifted to the mind of launch team.
Yeah. Yeah.
Making sure that you know where you're taking them.
So let's dig a little bit deeper into the whole idea of transitioning your church into a launch team. But before we do that, I just wanted to share how today's episode is brought to you in part by Ministry Grid. So that's a platform that our team, I mean, we have been breathing at Lifeway Leadership Ministry Grid for a long time now. And Ministry Grid, if you haven't been on it recently, you definitely want to check it out. We have a library of over 3,000 training videos, but the platform is completely revamped, there's, I don't know how many churches, the rapid rate at which churches are now signing up and developing leaders, rolling out their leadership pipeline, all of the exclusive content you have access to, along with PDFs, you can customize it as well. And the greatest thing about all this is that Ministry Grid now has one plan with one price. And with the one plan and one price, you get unlimited access to train your entire church. No limits. Just go to ministrygrid.com.
Upload as much content as you want.
Yeah, no limits. Ministrygrid.com.
Put your sermon up there every week. I don't care.
All right, so back to the idea of shutting it down. The reason I would lean toward actually shutting your church down in the sense of not closing the doors, but saying, hey guys, on this date, so it's April right now, by the time this airs, so October, right? September, October. Hey guys, we are going to launch our church in October, right? And for you to actually work up toward that, the reason I'd say that is you could actually, from now till October, every week still meet, right? But what you would say is, hey guys, don't invite your non-Christian friends. Don't invite other people. We are going to be going really deep, preparing you. We have a date we are moving toward that we have set in mind. And as we are moving toward this date, on that date, we are going to launch, go public as a church. Obviously, if you have friends that are going to be interested in being a part of our launch team, yes, invite them. But what we want to do every week until we launch in October is meet, pray, worship, pray for our city, and you have this intentional movement. And by doing that, you're going to be able to get rid of, Todd, what, the pirates, the stowaways,
you're going to reveal who those people are.
Yeah, because it's not just a worship, message, prayer, gone. Right. You are intentionally building up an army, right? You are building up a crew and saying, hey guys, we are all on the same boat, and you actually will preach differently. You will message differently because you know that this is your team. You don't have first-time visitors. This is your team. These are the people that are going to be, you're going to be carrying each other's burdens. You're going to be launching and you're going to be reaching the community. And you will quickly see who's on board and who's not.
Oh, totally. Because the other piece of that was passengers.
Mm.
So is this person a stowaway, meaning they don't get the vision and they aren't engaged in the work? Or is this person, they don't get the vision at all. In fact, they have their own vision and they're too engaged in the work. Or is this person a passenger? They understand where we're going, but they're not working. Or is this person crew? Do they understand where they're going, where they fit in, and are they engaged in it? You want to move the people off the boat that need to be off the boat and move the passengers to crew.
Yeah. Love that. Love that. All right. Well, hopefully that helps. We'd love to hear your thoughts. You can reach out to us on social media, but we'd also love for you to check out the Making Disciples podcast. Robbie Gallaty and Chris Swain host that one. They're part of the Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network family. And recently they've talked about how gaming connects with discipleship lessons from Israel, discipleship, like crew, stowaway, ships. I'm sure they don't have as good quadrants as you do, though.
No way.
I know Robbie likes your quadrants, though. So.
He does. We're nerds. We're fellow nerds. He doesn't look like a nerd, though. He looks like Gaston from Beauty and the Beast.
Gaston. All right. So be sure to just look up Making Disciples on your favorite podcasting app and subscribe today.